T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Get up show. Well, hello, welcome to the Simon Says podcast. We're the Get Up Show. Sean and Charlie and Maddie are around here. And remember, I don't know how you're listening to this thing, but Charlie told me something interesting. If you're talking to your smarty speaker, you can't say play the Simon Says podcast. You have to say play the Simon Says podcast.
Yes, because that is our actual title, is Simon Says podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast. So you have to say it twice, or you'll get some weird businessy guy, and he don't know nothing.
Yeah, that other guy. There's so many of those. All right, so before we get rolling here, I did want to talk just for a second, because last week when we did the podcast, we didn't know what was going on in Washington, D.C., and by the time we got out of here and everything was done, things had really hit the fan in Washington, D.C., and Maddie and I both lived there for quite some time. And to see that, the way it unfolded, was absolutely heartbreaking, jaw-dropping, terrifying. Just couldn't believe my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's unreal to think about that, especially because it's like such a place of reverence and, you just wouldn't consider that even being an option, that could have even happened.
No.
You just see it unfold, you're like, what is happening? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't live there, obviously, like you guys did, but I got to visit right there, the Capitol, about 5 years ago. My niece was doing an internship in Washington, D.C., so I went up to see her, and we went there. And, to me, it was something that I'd only seen in books and on TV, and so I was just like, wow, I'm actually here. And I had the same reaction you guys did. It was just like, what is this really happening?
Yeah, because when I worked up there, when I lived in D.C., whenever I would do an event anywhere near there, it was always like my buttocks were extremely tight because I was so nervous about the level of security. And was I going to say something wrong? And am I on camera? And are the microphones picking up my every word? So I was always on my best behavior anytime I was anywhere around there. So this is just unfathomable, this could have happened.
When they were breaking the windows, that was one of my things. I was like, are you seriously busting out windows? I couldn't even comprehend it.
Yeah. Yeah. I never in the world thought I would ever see that. Like, we used to do the lighting of the national Christmas tree, which was in the, what they call that? The place
Rotunda?
Across
the ellipse?
No, it was across the street from that. I can't remember what it was called. It was like in the yard across from the White House. Anyway, but just to get in there, to get to the place that I had to broadcast, I had to go through like 2 metal detectors and walk by 300 armed, whoever they were, soldiers, cops, Secret Service, whatever. So I'm telling you, security was so tight. That was back in late 90s.
Which is why it doesn't make any sense that it even got that far.
It really doesn't.
It's like anytime there's any sort of assembly, there's security. So, yeah. It doesn't matter whether or not they thought it was going to escalate or not, even though there seemed like there would be, a risk that there would. It's just the fact that that even happened, and the fact that, it's just to watch it on the news, it was like, what?
Exactly.
And, and I have to say, like, this has absolutely nothing to do with political parties or your affiliation or anything. It just has to do with the fact of that, one of our country's most revered institutions, buildings, whatever you want to call it, it was damaged. And that's hard to take.
Well, not only that, but it was done on live TV. And then, it's like, it's you would think everyone would be assuming, oh, there's no way you could storm the Capitol, and then broadcast live and, oh, check it out, people are storming the Capitol.
Right.
Like, who knew that that could be a crowd of that size could easily overwhelm this, and this. It's like, oh, well, good. I'm glad that's out there.
I can't believe that anything like that could ever happen again. So, all right, let's leave that and let's get to Maddie, who's, I hope you're feeling better. If you're new to us, we do the Get Up Show on 98.7 Simon, and Maddie hadn't been feeling good for a minute. Last week we were picking on him, saying that he probably had the COVID, and wow, aren't we hilarious, because guess what? He tested positive.
Yeah.
And you guys nailed it. Good
job.
Well,
you started off saying, I just feel like I have a cold, like I'm snuffly and just feeling congested, and I just think I have a cold.
Yeah, I still have a cold.
On top of the Rona.
Yeah, it's the COVID Rona cold. It sucks. It really sucks. Luckily, I will say this, you know, no matter what, I appreciate, you know, everyone asking you how you're feeling, how's it going. I'm glad that it didn't get to the point where you see people on the news, you know, like I never got to that extreme and I didn't have like the most extreme symptoms, but it's some of it's, you know, the stuff that you hear about, like the exhaustion, it's like I'm a week later and I'm still tired. Like it's tiring just to get up and do stuff.
The interesting thing though is you never had a fever, right?
No, never had a fever. Even took my temperature a few times, didn't have one.
Never had the headaches?
No, I didn't, but my wife's been getting them. So like just to, you know, fill you in, so there's four of us in the house. It's the two kids and my wife and I, and three out of four of us have it. My daughter, for some reason, keeps testing negative, which leads me to believe she may either be a superhuman immunity warrior.
Robot.
Or she had it at some point. We just had no idea. So once this all clears up, we'll go get her tested for antibodies. Although it's funny because it's nice to have. So like my wife has lost her smell and taste. Myself and the boy have somewhat lost it. It's way dumbed down. Uh-huh. Tired, cough. Yeah, it's just like you feel bleh all the day.
So your wife couldn't smell whether the bologna was any good anymore or not, so she employed your daughter, who has no symptoms, to sniff the lunch meat.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, she told me, she's like, I had Chloe come in and smell this and make sure it was okay before I ate it.
Here, and get in here, smell this.
And she's all bummed out. Like, we had one of our neighbors dropped off chocolate, and I saw her eating it. I'm like, you know you can't taste that. She's like, just leave me alone.
That would make me so sad.
Yeah, so that's really bumming her out.
I think that's why.
Great mouthfeel.
We've been using mouthfeel a lot.
That's why people lose weight, because like nothing that they normally think, oh, this is so good, I'm going to eat all this pizza. They're like, this doesn't taste like anything.
No, I've been lots of hydrating. I'm tired of drinking liquids.
Well, what else would you drink? Solids?
At this point, I did finish off, I didn't have much left, let me just be clear, but a bottle of bourbon that I didn't enjoy the taste of it. Now that I can't really taste it, I finished it off. So I've been able to get, you know, use up some stuff that I don't like.
Oh, so that's when I would drink that really bad bottle of wine that somebody gave me.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That is what I was going to ask you. Have you guys done any of those tests where you blindfold each other and then you eat like a hunk of onion and try and figure out what you're eating because you can't taste it?
No, I feel like that would still backfire on me. But not like I can still kind of taste and I can still kind of smell. But like our oven quit working. And so the three of us were standing around trying to decide if we could smell gas. So yet again, the canary in the coal mine had to come in and say, you know, Chloe, do you smell gas? She's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll stop.
She don't know.
We'll turn this off. Yeah, she's not real reliable on stuff like that. So.
Whoa, man. So, but the thing is, man, and I don't want to spook you out or anything, but every day I check on you. And every day, I want to. What do I say to you every day?
How are you feeling today?
Yeah,
how's
because
it going?
I want you to say every day. I'm the most positive person you know. Every day, I want you to say, you know what? I feel so much better today. This is it.
Well, it's not there yet.
Today is better. I think overall better, but it's like I get a couple hours and then it's just back to the couch. And like I was even like, maybe I should need to go for a walk or something and start, you know, moving my body around more. But It's like, you know, when you have a cold and you can just, it's like your sinus feels weird. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I'm breathing weird. Or like, it's like I have a weird sensation. It's all in my head. So it's like having a head cold, but I've had it for weeks.
Oh, man, speaking of all in your head, when we found out that you were positive, I immediately went and got tested, and the lady nearly lost her giant Q-tip in my nostril.
And you still didn't, it didn't bother you.
This time it did. This time
really?
she was in there, man. She was getting at it.
The first time you said it was no big deal, and I told you how awful I thought it was.
Yeah, the first time it was nothing. This time I was fighting off the, you know, the reflex of crying and sneezing.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah, that's what she did to me this time.
She did it right. I don't think your first person did.
Well, either way, I was having all kinds of crazy ghost symptoms, like, oh my God, my earlobe, is that a symptom? Is that it? Oh, my eyes twitching. Is that it? Well, I think I can't smell this. Well, my test came back negative, and as soon as I got that negative result, it's like,
you're healed.
Woo! I feel so good.
Even if you haven't had direct contact with someone who tests positive, you still, that's the world we're living in these days. Every time I get the tiniest little, you know, sniffle or sneeze or, you know, just, oh, I think coughing or whatever, I'm like, I've got the Rona. Yeah,
sure.
Well, you know, so the one thing that I wanted to say, so like you even asked me, like, is because our boss wanted to send out an email that someone tested positive and mm-hmm. they wanted to use my name. I was like, of course, you know, because that's the worst too, is like someone tested and then it's like a mystery and everyone freaks out.
Who was it?
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't care if you say that I got it. But the biggest thing that I just want to put out there is we have not done anything risky. Like, and just to be clear, and I'm not trying to be like, I would say if I was doing dumb stuff, but we've been really good. Like, we wear masks everywhere. We are constantly using hand sanitizer. The only place we go to, like, the grocery store. I mean, I've been to Costco and whatnot, but nothing, like, crazy out of control. Don't eat out at restaurants. Don't eat inside. Like, we've been doing everything right. Yeah. And we got it. So, I mean, that's the big thing, is that everybody who thinks, you know, oh, well, only the people who do dumb stuff are the ones getting it. No. You
only
know,
the people
not
who
at
celebrate
all.
In the streets when Alabama wins the national title.
No, they're fine. But
yeah, they'll
of course,
be fine.
Yeah, I mask up and I go get some stuff at Harris Teeter and I get it. And the other problem is then you become like the pinpoint. So everyone looks at you like you're the Ebola monkey. And we have no idea where we got it. That's the other thing. It's like that's the other thing everyone always has been asking me, well, where do you think you got it? And it's like, I have no idea. I really don't know. I haven't been to a super spreader event. I haven't, you know, been inside a crowded anywhere, you know, for long periods of time.
You haven't traveled.
I haven't been hugging strangers like usual.
Well, let's talk about something else that I'm really upset about. And that is, you guys know that I ordered my pie cakin' for Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I ordered a pie cakin' for Thanksgiving, and it apparently never made it onto the truck. And we surmised that perhaps a delivery driver decided that looked delicious, and I'm making air quotes, dropped it, and it went home with that person. And great if they got to enjoy it, but I hate them like poison, and I'll never buy from that company again. Do I say the name of the company or not?
Sure.
Gold
Belly. I mean, you had a bad experience? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, because that's that company that where you can order, like, for example, back home, a breaded tenderloin sandwich is a big deal. And I can order from a restaurant in Indiana that sells those and have them sent to me.
They so have those like on Gold Belly?
Yeah. If you, so if you have like a regional food that you miss because you moved away, you usually can find it on there.
Yeah. And so you guys know, all three of us order stuff online all the time, and we have pretty good luck with things arriving. I was heartbroken that the pie cake didn't arrive, because that was going to be my big point of bragging at Thanksgiving. Like, oh, no big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a cake full of pies. What? No big deal.
Yeah, look what I brought.
So mine never showed up, and then Maddie is telling me.
So my sister ordered us one. There's this restaurant. This guy, David Chang, has a restaurant, Momofuku, and it's like Korean food and whatnot, and they have these pork buns. And she ordered it for us, and sure enough, it did show up. So I got it. The only downside is inside it's sealed. Like it comes in like a, the box is fine. Inside the box was like a styrofoam cooler box. And inside that stuff was broken.
What?
Yeah. Like the containers were all broken. So it was like sauces had leaked and you know, whatever.
So it's almost like they were broken before they put them in there then.
Not that, or just I think someone was shaking it around like, what is
a
this
lot.
Thing?
It's inside styrofoam.
Is this a pie cake? Let me shake it.
But, yeah, but we did get it. We did get our gold belly did arrive. Although, and just my sister was all upset because she got it for us for Christmas. And, of course, by the time we got it, we all had the COVID and no one could taste anything.
No. So
we were all sitting around. Poor Nikki, again, my wife is sitting there eating it. She's like, I'm just sighing, and I'm like,
I bet
oh,
this would
honey.
Be really good.
Yeah.
But how was the mouth feel?
Yeah. Oh, man. Let me just tell you, luxury.
Do you guys know that one of them, and I can't remember if it's Ben or Jerry, but either Ben or Jerry can't taste or smell anything?
Yeah.
And he does all of his judging of how good an ice cream is based on mouth feel. Isn't that worse than being in hell?
He does not have the coronavirus.
Now, this is his life. This is his whole life.
Oh, yeah, you know, and now, and of course, now the other thing is rabbit hole of how do symptoms and this and that, which my wife said now the problem is now when I get my smell back, it's going to come back all broken and everything I love is going to smell like rotted flesh.
No.
I'm like, you need
is
to
that
stop.
True?
Yeah, I'm like, you need to stop reading the internet. Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was she was lying there. It was so funny. She's like, flowers will smell like dead flesh. The dog's belly will smell like dead flesh. And I'm like, all right,
we've
got to get out of this house.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to get a positive or a negative test. I don't need any more positive tests.
When do you get tested again so you can live your life?
I don't know. It keeps sliding. So, like, my test was on Wednesday, but I got the results on Friday. So now people have been saying 10 days from your result, and then other people are saying 10 days from your first symptom, and then 10 days from your test. So, I mean, I guess I'll test next week.
Well, if you're not having those major symptoms like the fever and the... but
No.
Someone does, you're supposed to wait until after you can go a full, I think it's at least 24 hours, a full 24 hours without a fever.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, luckily, so I mean, ideally I'll probably schedule a test for Monday and then that'll be the safest bet and then
cool.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. When I ask you tomorrow, hey, how you feeling today? I really want you to say, God, you know what? This is the breakthrough.
I'll just start lying. I'll just tell you no matter what. I'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, do that. Do that for me. You know.
I've been doing cartwheels all day.
I don't mind lies if they tell me what I want to hear.
Understood.
If you read next door like you know we do because we're nosy and we love to get into everybody's business.
Yeah.
You know that if you leave something in your car and your car gets broken into, that you're at fault. Because if somebody posts on there, hey, my car got broken into last night and they got my iPad, then the next person says, well, you never leave anything of value in your car. You never leave your car unlocked. You never leave anything of value. It's not like, oh, I'm sorry that happened.
I was watching this thing of this woman who lives in New York City, and she's been living
New
there.
York City!
Shoot, I forgot. But she's been living there since the 70s, and she said about how she had an apple and a pack of cigarettes on her dashboard, and someone smashed in her windshield to get them. And when she told the cop, they're like, well, why would you leave anything on your dashboard of value? And she's like, oh, my bad, that 15 cents worth of product that I left in there, I should have known.
No, man, a pack of cigarettes in New York is like $25 nowadays.
Yeah, now.
I have a friend who actually, she kind of, you know, she was joking, but she kind of did a little bit of a shaming post because she had seen on Nextdoor where someone said, my husband and I had our car broken into last night, his iPad, my wallet, something, something. A couple things of value were stolen. And she's like, seriously, people, why would you do this? But then, you know, a few people were like, okay, I get what you're saying, but, you know, one time I came home and I had to go to the bathroom really bad and I ran in the house and then I just forgot, you know, just things happen. You just sometimes forget.
Well, if you are one to leave things in your car, you know it gets cold. Like the other night, it was like 28 degrees when I got up at dark o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Here are some things you might not have thought about that you don't leave in a cold car. You don't leave your medication in a cold car, Charlie. Don't leave it in there. Because it will change it. It could make it not work, or it could even make it harmful. Don't leave medication in the car, especially not the good stuff.
No.
Musical instruments. Don't leave your ukulele in the car because it could warp it if it's cold outside. The temperature change.
I have one.
Yeah.
Bowling balls.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're in a bowling league, and it's during the winter when there's nothing to do outside. And the guy who works at the bowling alley was very adamant about don't leave it in your car because it can get cold and it could crack it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't there have to be moisture there for it to crack? Because that's what happens is the moisture gets into it.
I'm not sciencing right now. I'm just telling you what he said.
Well, you need to ask him and then tell me because that's not enough information. These sound like you should know this, but like canned soda and beer.
Mm-hmm, they'll freeze.
Yeah. Yeah, they could freeze and they could burst or they could change. You know, you get the frozen part, it changes the taste. And if you drink a partially frozen beer, what has frozen there is the water and all you're drinking is the alcohol, so it's a whole lot stronger. So be careful with
that. It just tastes awful too.
So wait, canned I'm not food. Supposed to do that?
No, don't do it. Canned food. Be careful about canned food because they could also breach and, you know, you could get some... I'm not real scared about that one, honestly, because you know I'll eat spoiled stuff.
What about leftover scrimps?
Sure. Yeah, because the cold would keep them... Yeah, they'd be fine in there.
Okay,
next is eggs. Don't leave eggs in your cold car. And I don't know anybody who would be leaving eggs in their car anyway, but they felt the need to warn you not to put eggs and leave them in your cold car.
Those are my good road eggs.
And this is the one. This is the whole reason I thought this was the cool story. Don't leave a near empty gas tank in your car when it's freezing cold outside.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why, really, why?
I mean, I've been told that for years, that if your gas tank don't have a low gas tank because there's water in your gas and that could freeze. It could freeze up your fuel lines, I think.
Well, maybe. That might be true. But the interesting thing is when it's cold outside and you've got a real, real low level of gas in there, the increased viscosity of your gas could trick your gas gauge into showing you more gas than you actually have. And so you're riding along thinking you got enough to get to the next station and you run out just because it's cold outside.
Huh.
It's funny because that's one of those things, no one ever told me why I shouldn't do it, but just that if it's going to snow or if it's real cold, you make sure you got a full tank of gas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, that's old guys always say that. You always get a full tank of gas no matter what. Oh, wait, it's Wednesday. Better get a full tank of gas. I don't disagree with that. And yes, Charlie, I can tell you as an adult, I have not had Hamburger Helper. I don't think I've had Hamburger Helper since I lived with my mom.
And you have a child.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what Hamburger Helper is.
Oh, that poor kid. She's so deprived.
I mean, it's basically, isn't Hamburger Helper basically just macaroni, a meat sauce? Like, don't you have to make just about everything and then you add in the box?
Yeah.
What's in the box?
You brown your...
What's in the box?
What's in the box? You brown your burger and then you drain off your good grease and you put that in a can.
Yeah. And don't leave it on your counter for too long. Yeah.
You've got a flavor pack. And then you put that in there and the noodles and everything, and that's Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, you guys are so bougie. Oh, my goodness, with your cooking. Well, here's the thing. Okay, when I first, most of our listeners know, I don't have any children of my own, but I'm in a relationship now, and there is a child that we share. And so when I first got into this stepmomming role, I was like, jumping in with both feet, I was like, okay, I'm going to cook healthy meals. I'm going to teach this kid how to eat right. I'm going to start making, you know, like trying to make things from scratch and not have as much processed food. Da, 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 da. And yeah, that lasted maybe 6 months, if even that long.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I am not a fancy chef like you guys are. I can't just concoct recipes and throw things together and they taste fabulously. That's just not my forte. But It's also a lot of work and it's very messy. And you say, oh, I can make homemade hamburger helper. It's so easy. Sure. And I'm like, yeah. So then there's the chopping and the melting and the slicing and the ingredients and the stuff. And then the one ingredient that you need just for this recipe and you spend $7 on it and you only use a little bit and it all goes to waste because you never use it again.
That's laziness.
Stupid garam
it's
masala.
Just not... I'm sorry. Sometimes box foods are good. They're easy. They're, I mean, it's not like we eat it every night or anything. I do make homemade stuff sometimes. But, you know, it's just easier sometimes to just do it out of the box.
What's
you know,
the last?
Oh, go oh sorry. Go no, I was just going to say the way we got, my wife and I got into it because she was like, she really wanted boxed mashed potatoes. And I was really offended by that. But then I broke down and got them, and I still don't like, I'm not happy
you know,
about it. But
no,
I was the opposite about mashed potatoes because my family, we never had eaten the kind out of the bag, the instant, whatever. You know, my mom always made homemade mashed potatoes. And so I was very snooty about mashed potatoes too. And I can tell the difference. But again, if I'm making, let's say, meatloaf and I want some mashed potatoes with it, I'll make those easy kind because they don't care. And it's not worth all the work that it cost me to make them from scratch.
It's not work. You're boiling potatoes and then mashing
them.
OMG.
That is work. You have to cut them. You have to peel them. You have to cook them and then smash them and then milk them and then butter them. And
but that also goes back to the idea of, I mean, it doesn't even have anything to do with us, you know, saying we're fancy or whatnot, is that both Sean and I enjoy cooking. Like we have always cooked. We like to cook. And actually, one of the hardest things in my life is that bringing people pleasure through food is something that means a lot to me, mm-hmm. and it doesn't mean as much to the rest of my family. So I'm getting better at just making sustenance. But that said, that doesn't mean I still don't enjoy. Like I have no problem spending an hour, 2 hours, or you know, like an all day cook, and that's something that I actually get a kick out of. You know, like yeah. I love the process and what
I do too.
So I think that's just something that you either have or you don't. I don't think you know. I get it. You know, yeah. You have no problem. You're not
I
going to
don't.
Suddenly just enjoy. Yeah.
No, yeah. I wish I did. I just don't enjoy all the process. It takes too long. It's you know, the cleanup, the everything. It's just not fun for me. And, you know, unfortunately, my man cooking to him is putting something in a microwave. So it's all on me if it's going to be cooking. And, you know, it's not my thing.
I can't remember. Sean, did you ever work in a kitchen, like at a restaurant?
I worked at a restaurant, but I wasn't that advanced. I was a busboy.
So your cooking has just come from natural. Because like all my cooking stuff came from restaurants more than anything.
No, mine was watching my grandmother in her kitchen and picking up tips from her and then later on recording her with my little cassette player as she made things and, you know, picking up tips and stuff from her. She was like Julia Child of the Eastern Shore of Virginia.
Oh, see, that's amazing. Because, I mean, my mom was a good cook, but she was also a very basic cook. It was like meat and potatoes, you know, nothing fancy, there was no chefiness involved. So the cooking that I do know how to do is just very basic stuff.
Don't y'all have the same sign? What are you guys?
Sagittarius.
Okay, according to this, if you're a Sagittarius, you should in 2021 take up playing the ukulele.
Okay. I wonder if it's easier than the guitar, because I have trouble with my fingers.
I think it's got to be easier than the guitar, because you see so many people strumming on that thing. It says that the Sagittarian, it's got a soothing and bright sound, which matches your bubbly and optimistic personality.
Oh, boy, you know, at first I was thinking, I was like, what's a ukulele? All I could picture was a banjo. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's the tiny guitar, right?
Yes, yeah, banjos are hard to play. I'm a Scorpio, so I should, let's see, what am I supposed to play? The electric guitar, man. I'm wailing on my axe.
Oh, look at you, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. Oh, too soon.
No, we love him.
And then
I could see you playing with your teeth and like doing a cool duck walk across the stage.
You know, I had an electric guitar when I was a kid. One of my neighbors, we had neighbors two houses down who would get out in the yard and jam. One of them had a banjo and a couple other guys had guitars. And they would get out there and jam. And it was so much fun. And so one of the guys loaned me a guitar to learn how to play on. And, you know, of course, it hurt my fingers because I didn't have calluses on my fat fingers. And it got to the point where I was like, I'm going to put this over here. And yeah. I let it sit. And he eventually came knocking on the door wanting his guitar back. And by then it was missing two strings. And I think I had a plan in it.
Can we just take a moment to stop and think about how awesome it was when kids could stand out in the yard playing electric guitars and no authorities were called?
Right?
I miss those days.
Well, you still can for a while before, you know, the authorities will be called and you will be on Nextdoor.
Yeah, but we've also learned that you can say in defense, "I'm sorry, I cannot turn down my Led Zeppelin."
That's a great story.
It's true.
You didn't hear about that. There's a guy, his last name is Rock. Like our friend the musician Patrick Rock.
Yes. Right.
There's a guy, his last name is Rock. He was playing his Led Zeppelin super duper loud at 1:30 in the morning the other night. The police got called on him for disturbing the peace, and when they got there, he said, "Man, I'm practicing my singing because I booked some studio time coming up soon, and you can't play Led Zeppelin at a low volume."
I agree.
He's just speaking facts, man.
True. There's just some music you just can't listen to quietly.
What's another one? For me, The Who. The Who has, like, It Won't Get Fooled Again, Baba O'Reilly, Can't Explain. Those have to, what's the other one? Eminence Front. Those have to be at top volume.
Rage Against the Machine. Tool.
Yeah, like my favorite hair bands from the 80s. You know, anytime one of those songs comes on that I haven't heard in a while, it's got to be cranked up.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'll give you one. They're not, like, in my top two or three favorite bands, but when Time by Pink Floyd comes on, I have to crank that all the way up. That beginning piece.
Yeah.
And then when it goes into the song, I have to have that cranked all the way up.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
Immigrant Song by Zeppelin. I mean, when that was in the Thor movie, I watched that scene over and over again, and then I listened to the song over and over again. That's such a good song. It starts off so rock.
I'll tell you one right now that I've been listening to over and over, and I don't care if you judge me or not, because I think the song rocks, and I have been playing it. The other night when I discovered it, I must have listened to it 20 times. It's Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky.
Oh. You are so in love with her. What is your deal?
Well, she's Dolly Parton's goddaughter.
That doesn't mean that she's actually talented.
Oh, she's talented. Don't you dare. She is very talented. Have you heard that song? Have you heard Midnight Sky?
Well, no. Last one that I listened to upon your recommendation was her cover of Heart of Glass, and I'm sorry, I was not impressed.
Oh, she rocks that thing. It's a little bit faster. It's a little bit rockier than the Blondie version. Oh, she's great. But Midnight Sky will remind you of a Stevie Nicks song.
Oh, yeah?
You hadn't heard it, have you?
No.
And you're pooping on it.
And I will tell you, if I think it's good, then I will admit it. But it's just, you are just like so Miley Cyrus out right now.
I really, yeah.
She's your favorite.
She is. She's my baby.
Last thing I was cranking up was some of the hot new tracks from Taylor Swift. And let me just tell you, woo! Oh, she has got some stuff to say.
Don't you think
going on with you two?
But
I'm really
don't you think
here.
Taylor's stuff is so forced? Don't you think that there's
I love it.
Really?
I enjoy Taylor's music very much, and there's usually, I mean, I usually like just about everything I hear from her. I will say that the whole every album has a concept, and she changes her image, and it's like that is the little bit forced part that's getting annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And I also heard there's this couple who are a waiter and a waitress out in Hollywood, and they have a blog or something where they talk about people that they've waited on who are famous and people who are nice and who aren't nice. She said Christina Aguilera was awful, that she wouldn't even make eye contact or speak to her, that her order was placed through her manager.
Oh, Lord.
Bill Nye the Science Guy was a jackass and expected special treatment when he showed up at closing time and ordered a drink after last call, and they wouldn't give him his drink after last call, and he was a total jerk about it. But then they both reported that the nicest person they ever dealt with was my sweet baby Miley Cyrus.
Well, that's cool. She's, you know, I will say that she seems like she's one of those people that, like, yeah, she's grown up being famous basically her whole life, and then she's famous on her own, but she still seems like she could just like walk in here right now and be like, "Charlie, what's up? Yo, let's hang out." You know, just totally. Oh,
did you ever hear about her interview with Rogan? She was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and she was talking about how she was riding on the back of a ATV or something with her dad, and like he ducked, she didn't hit a tree limb or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So she had kind of a head trauma, and that kind of explains a lot of her personality.
What?
Yeah.
Did she say
even
that?
Said that? Yeah, she even said that. Like, because, and she ended up being, you know, okay. But it's I've heard that with other people where some, it's like Sam Kinison wasn't Sam Kinison until he got into an accident, had a head trauma, and
really?
Then he became really out of control and, you know, whatever. And she,
interesting,
she actually pins a lot back onto her personality and why she is like she is on that.
Because she hit her head on a tree. What was it before mm-hmm. Hannah Montana?
Yes.
I got hit in the back of the head with a cue ball when I was like 6. Does that count?
I don't know. How do you feel? I mean, do you think that contributed to your wild personality?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm normal. So,
do you hate pool?
But I'm serious. Both of you, listen to that song, Midnight Sky. And I thought it was new, but apparently it came out back in August. But God, it's good. Oh, it's so good. It's like a good Stevie Nicks song. And don't watch the video because it's distracting. Because okay. she's half dressed and, you know, slinking about.
Oh, really?
Got her tongue out and stuff.
This is pre-mullet, right?
She's got her shag going in this. That's not really a mullet, it's a shag. My daughter has the same haircut. It's not quite a Tennessee top hat, but it's gotcha. On the way.
It's not Morgan Wallen, it's Miley Cyrus.
It's very close. If you know, if you push it just right, yeah, you turn that into a mullet. All right, listen, we got to roll. Maddie, when I check with you next time, I really hope you tell me you're feeling better.
I feel amazing.
But don't do that. Don't lie about it. You know I just care. I care too much. That's my problem. My heart's too big. I love too much.
It'll take so much effort, and it'll wear you out. And then he's like, well, but I thought you felt better. Why are you exhausted?
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter what, I'm glad it didn't get as bad as it could have.
Yeah.
And I'm about ready for this to end.
Yeah, we all are, man. We don't want you to be sick. That sucks. Charlie, final thought.
Maddie, you're not the Ebola monkey. I don't care what anyone says.
Aw, thanks.
How about you, Maddie? You got something?
I just can't wait to... Oh, you know what? I want some of that prime rib you made the other day. That's what I want.
I'll make you some hamburger helper.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, I made a banging 10-pound prime rib the other day.
I was seriously jealous on that. Sorry, that was random. But yeah, when I get my sense of taste back, I want some food.
I did a new technique on cooking it, but we'll tell you about that next time. Hopefully in a week from now, we'll have good things to tell you. Everybody will be feeling good, and wonderful things will be happening in your life, too, because we love you. Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.